This is KUT. Texas lawmakers spent much of the legislative session talking about how Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez handles detainer requests from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. These are requests to detain suspected undocumented immigrants beyond their sentences so immigration agents can pick them up. Here in Travis County, Hernandez's policy of only honoring ICE detainers for certain violent felonies has garnered praise from immigration rights groups. An investigation by KUT found that her policy is mostly applied as stated, but we also found that in a few cases, the policy has been applied inconsistently. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Between March 1st and May 5th, ICE requested detainers on 153 inmates booked into the Travis County Jail. For the most part, we see the sheriff's policy in play, declining ICE detainers for crimes other than murder, aggravated sexual assault, and human trafficking. Though she did say she would assess some situations on a case-by-case basis. During this same time period, 8 inmates were turned over to ICE. Their charges were
assault,
domestic violence,
manufacture and delivery of a drug,
DUI,
sex abuse of a child,
aggravated assault with a deadly weapon,
home burglary.
Most of these do not meet the threshold Hernandez set for honoring ICE detainers. So why were they honored?
Our command staff is also able to look at the criminal history. And so if our captain looks at criminal history and sees aggravated charges, then that will cause us to honor that ICE detainer.
Kristen Dark is a spokesperson for the Travis County Sheriff's Office. Of these 8 cases, 2 illustrate some inconsistency in how the sheriff's policy is applied. In the first case, a 38-year-old man was accused of drunk driving. He had several previous convictions for the same crime. Travis County honored the ICE detainer placed on him and ICE picked him up. But 2 months later, he was rebooked for the same charge.
See, that's the thing. When somebody gets turned over to ICE, it doesn't mean that they're going to be deported.
ICE is looking into why this man was released from their custody. When the 38-year-old was rebooked, ICE issued a second detainer request. This time, the sheriff's office declined that request. Dark with Travis County could not explain the discrepancy.
I don't have enough information here to tell you definitively.
In a second case, an 18-year-old man was accused of organized crime. Travis County declined ICE's request to hold him. He was released from jail. The next month, he was booked on a home burglary charge. This time, the ICE detainer request placed on him was honored, and he was released to federal immigration agents. Dark says the escalation of the 18-year-old's crimes might explain the decision to turn him over to ICE.
When he burglarized a habitat, he's gone into somebody's home now. That's a big jump from pulling on door handles. And so I'm sure that when our captain looked at that, she decided that that's a large enough escalation to honor it.
Governor Greg Abbott recently signed Senate Bill 4, which will require local law enforcement to honor all ICE detainers or face criminal and civil penalties. Hernandez has said she will comply with the law when it goes into effect in September. The law is already facing several legal challenges. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.